This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. ButcherBox. Get high-quality meat delivered. Get a free gift with your order by following the link below. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to a professional installer near you. Save 7% off 400 with code MMA7. NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 70% off, plus get 1 month free with code MMANUTS. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 516.
516.
My name is Engel Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, former fans, walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Maestro?
You know, things. Be things going on.
Are you back in black?
I'm back in black. I'm happy.
Where's your tan? Were you fucking hiding?
No, I have a tan. You just can't tell. I have a tan.
Your face looks pale. Like I look tanner than you.
That's because your color is. I'm definitely tan.
Oh, I think I have my night shift on my computer, so I have a colored tone to my face. How's that?
I don't know. You're also wearing a cap with orange on it, which reflects down onto your face, which makes you look.
How's that?
I don't know. Good question. Maybe your forehead's pretty damn tan. What are you doing right now? What's happening?
I don't know. I'm looking at my head. It's like my hat's too tight.
It's very strange. This is a portion of the show where everyone takes off their pants.
That's right. Go for broke. Shake them dice.
Oh, man.
smelling salts. Yes. So what else was going on? We got some nice weather here, like nice 70 degrees.
Beautiful outside.
We had UFC 260 happen. I want to talk about it a little bit.
Sure.
Fucking Miocic versus Ngannou. Dose. And goddamn, how about our jinx, man?
Works both, every time.
Fucking, I'd say what? It's probably 95% correct of us picking the guy to win. And like clockwork, he loses. And I got no problem with that. So, Ngannou had Usman in his corner telling him, hey, man, let's be calm. Let's be patient. And this was a weird fight because I never expected Ngannou to be the patient man, right? And with some fucking takedown defense because, you know, Stipe went to take him down. He stuffed it, turned him around, and he's throwing leg kicks, head kicks. But I think the biggest thing is just being patient. And I don't know if Miocic cannot see correctly because it sure as shit looked like his vision is not right because he's getting hit with shots and it didn't look like he even saw them coming at him. And then you have that finishing sequence where Miocic is running forward like hands down and then fucking just gets cranked by Ngannou. And then he does like his best crow crop impression where he fucking buckles down and I think I have the picture of that too.
It looked bad. It did not look good.
So, you know, it's like, oh my God. Ngannou! And I think it bugged me too that when, you know, you see his hair is all fucked up, Miocic. When he gets into the octagon, he didn't even fix his hair. So I think he was just not mentally focused on this whole fight, Ingo. Like, why would you fix your hair?
Maybe he was just, he's a wild animal. He was ready.
It didn't look like he was. And that's a kind of a frightening Ngannou, no? A patient with takedown defense.
And lots of power and accuracy. I'm not really sure who beats this guy. I mean, I think he fights John Jones and he knocks him out. So, I mean, if anyone can solve the puzzle,
well,
it's John Jones.
If they even make that fight, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, all the talk, I mean, it sounds like they're going to do Ngannou versus Derek Lewis 2 next, which is fucking malpractice.
Stupid.
They've been talking about John Jones is going to move up to heavyweight, and he's going to fight whoever happens to own the title. And it's Ngannou. And then, you know, Dana White saying, well, if I'm John Jones, I move down to 185 now.
185.
I want no part of Ngannou. And Jones, he's asking, like, what was he saying? I want to be released.
Well, it's a cat and mouse game. Dana pulls this shit all the time. It's like the fighter's like, I want more money. Dana's like, you're a chicken. You're a chicken.
Yeah. Bark, bark, always. So, I mean, you could go through his line of tweets, just fucking let me go and blah, blah, blah. I feel like my wings are clipped. But I think there is a big difference in what one person wants and what somebody's not going to get. Because I think they're offering John probably somewhere from 8 to 10 million, but he wants somewhere in the range of 50 million. So, I mean, we're not even talking. And if the parent company of the UFC is looking at doing an IPO, and it's a fucking different company now. They don't pay anybody what they're worth anymore, unfortunately.
No.
It's like Conor got the last taste of that medicine. And then once they sold everything, the fighters have zero leverage because it's all about cutting costs. And like, why would I want to pay, you know, this fighter X, you know, 50 million when I could pay Derek Lewis 8 and probably get a pretty similar pay-per-view sales.
Yeah.
If people don't remember the first fight between those guys.
I think that fight sells.
I mean, it will, but you don't want it. The first fight could have been the worst fight in UFC heavyweight history. Cause
it was
that
pretty
was
bad.
That one where Ngannou just came off of that first loss to Miocic and he fought so conservative and you have the guys like staring at each other. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. And that fight was like 3 years ago, wasn't it? So, but both fighters have changed a lot. Both fighters, I mean, I don't care which fight happens, honestly. I don't think it's going to be John Jones.
No, because they like to leverage these guys and to probably like, oh, well, we offered you 8 and you turned it down. So we're going to give you 6. Take it or leave it. I'm like, fuck, man. So we'll see what happens with that. We had Woodley and Luque. And Woodley came out firing. It was landing well. And then Luque hit him with one shot. He got rocked. He fell down. He got subbed. And that was 4 losses in a row for Woodley. And unfortunate, because this is probably the best he's looked in, fuck, I don't know, 3 years probably. And it looked like he was back to his former self, where he was just like cost-checking fools. Remember, he like knocked him out 3 times on the way down.
That was amazing.
That's what he looked like. He just happened to get clipped, and then that one shot told him, "Oh no, I'm not the Woodley I used to be," and just went
half the man I used to be.
That was unfortunate because not that I like the guy, but I like when someone is putting it all out there on the line, and he typically hasn't been doing that, and you want to see a guy get rewarded when he does that.
I think he'll get released from the UFC after 4 losses.
He's probably it's like
that's what I think.
Any excuse to cut someone who's potentially getting paid a lot. Bye-bye.
Yes.
And then you had Sean O'Malley. He finished his fight like twice. He did one, you know, he dropped the guy early and they tried to do a walk-off, and then the ref's like, the fight's not over. So the guy gets back up and blah, 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 does some more. And then later on, he drops the guy. And then he fucking Dan Henderson's him with like a boom.
Yep.
Fucking concussive knockout.
Mm-hmm.
And so good win for him. And then no Volkanovski versus Ortega, because Volkanovski got the COVID. And then now they're going to be, I guess, coaches on the next Ultimate Fighter show. So I didn't know the thing was still going to keep running, but it was weird. The only other thing I want to mention that's related to this is that Ngannou did like an NFT sale for this fight, and he teamed up with Boss Logic, and I'll share the numbers that they did. It was fucking crazy. So it said the one of one Ngannou NFT sold for $285,000, and basically they're saying like 440,000 on his NFTs, and that's one of them there. And then someone followed up and gave some other updated numbers where, let me pull this up for you. So his total was $581,000 is what he generated from like one selling of a bunch of NFTs. And this guy is saying that he actually made more in selling NFTs than he made for his fight, like the guaranteed purse. Like, holy fuck, man. I think that's where the game is now. It's just selling NFTs.
This is like the biggest money laundering scheme I've ever heard of in my life. What the fuck does that even mean? $200,000 to $285,000 for a picture. I'm confused.
Well, people are paying millions for like 69 yeah. million. It doesn't make sense. Because, oh, you own this digital art. I don't get it. Where do you display that? Like, who gets to see it? You
know? On your Instagram.
And then a lot of people are going to lose money because how the fuck is that going to go up in value? I don't see it. I could be wrong. I was very wrong on cryptocurrencies. So,
well, isn't Bitcoin at like 60,000 or something now?
Yeah, so. It's at 60. So it is what it is. So what else is happening out there?
Okay. Well, April 1st kicks the official era of the UFC and Venom partnership. And I want to share with you some numbers on what the fighters are going to make. The compensation for number of bouts, as you can see on the left, and the compensation on the right, is very similar to what we had with the Reebok deal.
Some would say virtually identical.
There's like literally, I think, a $500 difference in each one, and that's about it.
How long was that Reebok going around? Like 5 years?
4 or 5 years, yeah. So, and there's all the similar rules where you can't have other sponsors and blah, 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 blah. So it's interesting to me because apparently Venom thinks they can make money on the same model that Reebok failed at. So,
It's possible. It's just, I don't know if they ever released what Venom paid, because I would venture to say they probably paid less than Reebok, because you would imagine if I'm the UFC, I'm going to all the big guys, right? You're going to the Nike, you're going to the Under Armour, and then you're kind of working your way. Okay, all these guys don't want to play now because this fucking market is like the sponsorship market's really dangerous in this COVID era. And okay, Venom wants to play, but what's the real number? Is it 30 million? Because I forgot what the Reebok one was. I think it was 70 million. And Dana White said 100% of that money is going to the fighters, and only, you know, high 30, call it 38, 39 million went to the fighters from the Reebok deal.
Where'd the rest go, Matt?
That's an administrative cost to, you know, put this program together. Takes a lot of money, right, to get names spelled correctly.
That's like when they say 100% of the profits go to charity. Okay, the profit is exactly 2%.
Yeah,
because we have to pay everyone their salaries.
Yeah, so yeah, it's just more of the same, right? I mean, what are you gonna do? I mean, the only thing I'm looking forward to is maybe they'll be a little more creative with the look of what they're wearing, and potentially fighters could go back to having maybe like a signature short. So
be cool.
Again, Chuck Liddell, all the other fighters that had their signature style, but it would be nice to see something like that again. So you know who the fuck it is. Like, you know who Chuck Liddell is. But just looking at the shorts, like, hey, that's that guy.
That's Chuck.
Yeah.
Or the Spiders.
Yes.
BJ Penn. Where are some
Rich Franklin. Shogun with the fucking bad boy eyes. I mean, I just look over there and see them all. Like, yeah. BJ Penn had the black belt on his. Rich Franklin had the pink and browns.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then did you see over the weekend, a fighter lost his finger in the ring?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Like, holy fuck. Crazy. This isn't for the, if you're squeamish, don't look at the fucking screen, because like someone lost a finger. And the fucking guy didn't even know. Like, they're in the corner and they couldn't find his finger, which was the other problem. So they're looking all over. So one, you lose the finger. Two, they can't fucking find the goddamn thing. And then it turns out the finger was actually like wedged in his glove. So like it must have broke off and then shot down. But if I'm that fighter, you know, you ever do this thing where you do your thumb and do woo, Yeah. Oh. You gotta fucking do that if you lose a finger. Or you gotta fucking gnaw on that bone. Like,
it's gotta hurt, man. Oh my God.
Oh God. They say they reattached it. And think about the nerve damage. Like, there's no way. And he's like perma shocker right now. So maybe you don't want that back on. Maybe you just leave it, right? It was the ring finger, so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Hey, two in the pink, one in the stink.
That's right. I've seen ladies wear that shirt in Vegas. Classy ladies, Ingo. That's a classy lady shirt.
Agreed.
Oh. What else?
Hey, did you hear that Nate Diaz and Leon Edwards are booked for a fight at UFC 262? It's a 5-round non-title co-main event. And I want to say, when is that happening? May 15th in Houston, Texas. Yeah. So how cool is that? I like it.
Well, it's cool that Nate's back, but this goes into that category of weird matchups. Why are they making? Because that's on that same card as Charles Oliveira versus Michael Chandler. So I'm wondering if that's almost like a backup fight. So you can kind of steal Nate Diaz to fight for the title. That seems like the more likely thing. Because why the fuck would you waste Nate's talent against Leon fucking Edwards? Out of all the people you could have Nate fight, you could go, what? Fuck, I don't even know. Ferguson, McGregor, three, Poirier.
He'd fight himself.
Gaethje. I'd love to see him fight Gaethje.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then let's go down all these fucking matchups then, since you brought this one up. The other weird one, they're going to do Damian Maia versus Bilal Muhammad, June 10th at UFC 263. I thought Maia only had one fight left and he was retiring, so I don't understand this matchup.
Well, didn't Edwards and Muhammad fought, right? Wasn't there that weird eye poke thing that happened? So I don't know what the deal is on this. It could be placeholder type stuff again. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know why they put, why I don't know. Maybe it's the classic young fighter builds on an old fighter's name. You know, I beat Damian Maia, but I don't know. I feel like this could go Maya's way easily. I mean, he could submit this guy. So, I mean, don't know. It's a weird metric.
And then we're doing Nate at what? 170 now?
Yes.
So is he 155? Is he 170? I'm looking at 155 matchups for him. Because he's never fared well at 70. When he used to just get wrestle fucked by everybody.
Yeah, too little. Small guy.
And then now we're going to do Dustin Poirier and Conor McGregor 3, July 10th. Then they're going to do Gilbert Burns versus Stephen Wonderboy Thompson on that same card. And then Misha Tate coming out of retirement. And she's fighting Marion Renault on July 17th. So that's a weird one. I didn't think she was going to come back. That's nice to see.
The Misha with the bazongas.
Yeah. And then sticking along the weird matchups, boxing, they said Anderson Silva is going to fight Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. Like, I could see him fighting Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. That seems to make more sense. I think that guy's 58, but, you know, fucking Mike Tyson's doing at 54. Like, why? What are we doing here? I don't get this. I mean, I get it from a payday standpoint, but from an entertainment standpoint, are you going to watch that? You want to see that?
No.
I hear you. And now let's move over to Bellator. So they had some interesting things to say. So first off, you know, the UFC just released Overeem and Junior Dos Santos. So Coker is super geeked on both those guys. He was saying, we could potentially do an Overeem or Dos Santos could be the next fight for Fedor. So you could have a Uberim back in the mix going after it. So that one could be cool. The weird matchup for Bellator, they said, we're going to do Chris Cyborg versus Leslie Smith 2 on May 21st. Like, that's the second time they fought. The first time she fucking destroyed her in like a minute and 12 seconds in the first round or some shit. I don't know what they're doing, but I'm okay with, I guess, that. I forget that I do enjoy watching Chris just beat the shit out of women. So I'm like, that's cool. And then speaking of Bellator and Showtime, so we got a good deal. It says, if you're new to Showtime's streaming service, you can get a 30-day free trial followed by a discounted monthly subscription fee of $4.99 a month for the next 6 months. Use code MMA Nuts. It's good through the end of April.
Sweet. That's a good deal. I like that deal. $5? Are you kidding me? It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm probably going to use that. Can we use our own one? It's got to get used. I don't have the Showtime right now. I want to see some of this light heavyweight tournament action. I think Bader and Machida is coming up as part of that.
Okay. I like it. I like it.
And then the last thing about Bellator is they let Goldberg go. No more Mike Goldberg.
Yeah, I saw
on
that.
The broadcast team. So now you have Mario Ranallo and Big John McCarthy.
I don't like Big John commentating. I think it's not great.
He's the worst. I'm sorry. I don't like either of those guys. That's just my preference.
At least Mario has some flavor to him.
Yeah, but he's got so much flavor, it overpowers the broadcast.
That's fine. The broadcast sucks anyway. Like, just kidding. Just kidding.
I just need a little salt on it. I don't need a habanero pepper shoved up my asshole, okay? That's how much flavor he's giving you. He bought his head back like a piss dispenser! Ah! Dude, I don't need you here. I need you
yes.
Like, he's just, it's too much over the top. It's like Bruce Buffer announcing. This is a little too much, man. Bruce, there's literally 10 people in the audience, so you don't have to fucking blow out two ACLs on this one. In here,
it's a man who loves his job
here. Something like that.
Hey, guess what, you just gave me the perfect transition to my next story. You know what's hotter than a ghost pepper?
Chris Cyborg taking a dump in the middle of the desert.
You know what's hotter than Chris Cyborg taking a dump in the middle of the desert?
There you go.
A Carolina Reaper. And Stephen Wonderboy Thompson has a video of himself eating a Carolina Reaper, and here are the results of that. Here we go.
This helps, guys.
There's a lot of hawking going on.
That's what pepper spray will do.
Blake's out.
I'm out, bro. I don't care.
There's a bunch of them who took it.
I think he just took a
look. He's like, I'm going to be my own YouTube channel. I'm not satisfied to be one of the top UFC fighters in the world. I'm going to take over YouTube, too.
That's what you get. We want to be on YouTube.
I'm getting scolded in my mouth and scolded in my right ear.
Only in my ear.
So, I don't know. Have you ever had a Reaper, Carolina Reaper?
No, I've eaten jalapenos raw, habaneros raw. I haven't gone anything hotter than that. But the worst thing is going to be, it's not when it comes in, it's when it goes out.
Exactly.
That's the problem.
I've had the ghost pepper. I survived that. That was doable. The Carolina Reaper, I think I couldn't do it.
Because there's a point where it's just heat is good, but you don't want heat to overpower. And, well, this is just for a stunt, but I'm just talking heat in general when you're eating food. There's a level where you go beyond, like, now I'm not having fun with the flavor of this food. I need a little, well, not for me, my little bit of heat is like pretty high compared to everybody in my household, because I'll eat shit. I can't taste the heat, and fucking everyone else is like, oh my God, I'm fucking dying. What are you talking about? Like, I don't know. I don't taste anything. And then if I taste heat, I'm like, you guys don't fucking touch this. You're going to die. Because I feel like this is hot now. So. Yes. Yeah,
it's a muscle. You can build it up. The heat tolerance. I do have a high heat tolerance. Every once in a while, something gets me though, and you're like, whew. And like you said, the thing that I think about is when it's hot, I'm like, oh, tomorrow's gonna be bad.
Yeah. It's so brutal, especially if you're having a multiple run to the bathroom trip.
Yeah.
Like, holy fuck! And even like wet wipes aren't helping. And oh my God.
I just give myself a milk enema.
Yeah. See, that's a good move. Good move. Pour this up my ass, woman. Like, what?
Get one of those like oil things.
Turkey baster. Yeah. Well, that's what I think you have to do if you're self-administering, right? What else do you have in your house? I think mine's made out of steel. I don't know how good that's gonna feel. Yeah.
It sounds very kinky.
I don't know if I've
used what you guys are doing over there, but you know.
Kinky shit, man. Turkey basting. Gets out of control.
Oh man,
using Reapers, you know that. Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got here. I got a little fight here. Oh, this is not the right link. What is going on here, Ingo?
I don't know.
Tell me I copied the wrong one. Looks like that's going to come in next week's show.
Okay. I'm out of stories, so you better have something.
I got it also. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Perfect. Put three choices for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
This one's silly. I like silly stuff. So April Fool's Day was the other day. Ben Saunders tweets this one out. It's April Fool's!
Nice.
Simple.
I like it.
Sophisticated. Moving to option two. Here's a little 10 inappropriate moments in MMA and boxing. Do you remember this one?
No, I don't, but I like it.
So as we were talking about the Iceman shorts, I don't quite recall him being that aggressive on an ass grab, but I could be mistaken.
That one on the right, ridiculous.
It's in option three. Let's see where we're going. Oh, okay. This is just a basic one. It's Luca Fury. He says, MMA is a sport where the two biggest stars on earth talk trash like third graders. Nate Diaz, laugh out loud. You suck. McGregor, yeah, I'm big tits. Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck, man? Is this what COVID has done to trash talk? Yeah. It's a little rusty, man. A little rusty.
I didn't see that one. That's funny.
Yeah, they're going back and forth. Fuck. And I'm worried about McGregor because, you know, you see Poirier, every picture you see from him, it's like he's training, he's in the gym, he's looking ripped, he's training with multiple partners. Every picture I see that comes from Conor McGregor, he's on a fucking beach.
Yes, relaxing with lounging. The fam, drinking, lounging, wearing Gucci.
Yeah, so I worry about this rematch. I mean, he's good when he fights guys the third time, he hasn't lost. But after he's taken a loss and he fights that person again, Nate Diaz, he's beaten them. So he usually figures it out the next time, but I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. We just cruise back through everything.
I think we're moving right along.
We're at Ask the Nuts. Randy Lockermeyer asks, who would you like to see fight Israel Adesanya next?
Oh man, that's a good one.
I gotta pull that up because, you know, his 205 experiment wasn't very successful. Right? It's like, man, 205. Heavier guy fucking holds me down, so it's definitely back to 185.
Yeah, but who didn't he fight there yet? That's
well, there was someone we had said a while ago that seemed to make the most sense, and I can't remember who we were talking about.
185.
Because, yeah, he did Whitaker, he did Costa. That's a tough.
George St. Pierre.
I don't like GSB's chances.
I don't either. Luke Rockhold?
Ooh, I like that. Like Luke Rockhold come back and challenge for the title with Nurmagomedov as his coach in the corner.
Yeah, I like
I'm
it.
I'm down with this, actually. Perfect. He's going to get knocked the fuck out.
That's okay.
But I will support this. I'm okay with this.
Okay.
All right. Great answer. And then Rodrigo Machado closes out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather spend 2 weeks stuck in a psychiatric hospital or 2 weeks stuck in an airport?
Airport.
Ah, you're missing out on all the fun, Ingo.
No, I do this. You know what I do for a living. I know. You don't want to be in a psychiatric hospital.
Yes, I do. I want to hang out with the fucking crazies. Mm-hmm. And I think I was listening to a Rogan podcast recently where he said, basically, if you go there for any amount of time, like a psychiatric hospital, you're going to come out crazy because you're around all the crazies and they treat you like you are crazy. So then you think you are fucking crazy. But I'm going there for the drugs and potentially the friendships, the lifelong friendships that I'll make.
The drugs are not going to be helpful for enjoyment. They're going to fuck with your head and you won't come out normal. You'll be messed up.
No, I might like regulate me a little bit. I might come out.
I think you're doing just fine. Normal. Regulating yourself.
Better check yourself with before you rickety wreck yourself.
Hockey.
Big dicks in your ass are bad for your health.
That's right.
As one man would say. if you had to give up one thing for the rest of your life, would it be brushing your hair? Because it's so luxurious. Or brushing your teeth. Oh, hair. That's a simple thing. Yes. You got to have good hygiene.
I'll just shave my head if I have to. It's simple. That's a simple thing. You need your teeth. I mean, you can't.
But I might be a crazy person with my beard because I brush this motherfucker all day. I got fucking combs on each level of my house because I can't be without a comb. Got one in the basement, like right at my desk. I got one right outside the bathroom on the first floor, and then I got one in the bathroom on the second floor. So I'm always like fucking brushing.
I didn't know that about you. Is that a new thing?
It's maybe when it's longer because you got
to. You didn't have this issue when we used to still do the show in person.
No, I think I'm going crazy. Maybe it's COVID. Maybe it's because I haven't seen, because nobody gets to see the fucking beard with the goddamn mask on. Like, I work so hard and then fucking I gotta wear a mask every time I go outside. So I'm like, why am I even growing a beard?
I have a solution for that. Stop wearing a mask.
Okay. Do I have to wear it when I get vaccinated?
No.
I'm right around the corner.
I like to walk out in public and just take my mask off.
Well, if I'm outside, it's not getting worn. I don't give a fuck. It's just right before I walk into an establishment, and then it goes on. And as soon as I walk out, it goes off. So I roll. Would you rather spend 20 years in prison and be exonerated? Big word. Got it right. Cha-ching. As innocent, or be put away for 4 years despite your innocence and be considered guilty forever? I'm going to read that again. Would you rather spend 20 years in prison and be exonerated as innocent, or be put away for 4 years despite your innocence and be considered guilty forever?
I'll do the 4 years. Less time is better.
Yeah. And you'll get out on two on good behavior. So it'll be a long 2 years.
I don't want to go to prison like at all, but if I have to, I would like to go the least amount of time as possible.
I'm probably not going to be a pleasant experience for everyone involved, and probably going to get shanked a couple times and potentially shank a fool. Yeah. Would you rather own a house or rent a residence?
That's a weird question. I don't know. Depends. Depends. I'm not sure. It depends where. Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah, I think owning is better because at some point it's appreciating, but you're also
owning that ass.
Yeah, goddamn right. still a fuck, marry, kill celebrity edition number 132, Maxim Hot 100, number 6. There's a lot of numbers getting thrown around. I love it. It's Lucy Hale, Bella Hadid, and Lais Barrio.
Sure. Okay.
So we'll start with Lucy Hale. And I'm going to get you coming and going this time.
Okay, perfect.
So we start with Lucy Hale. There's a little front. A little back.
Not bad. Side.
Bella Hadid.
Coming and going on this one too?
Yep.
Oh, so yeah.
That's tough.
That's pretty good right there.
Yep. And then you have
Lais Ribeiro. Lais.
Oh, she's invisible. Okay.
Oh, man. Sneaking now we're talking. Kill the last one, marry the one in the middle, and bang the first one.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I can't argue. Well, you have any knowledge for the week?
Let me think. Do I have any knowledge? I don't know. I'm struggling to find, like, I've watched so much television in the last year and I never watch TV that I don't even like
care. That makes what sense.
I don't even no. Let me start again.
Go ahead.
that did not make sense. Before COVID, I never watched television.
Right.
During COVID, I watched a lot of Netflix and I don't know whatever else. So I think I've watched so much television, like, off and on, that I don't even care what I watch anymore. It's just, as long as the TV's on, I feel whole. So
you got a problem.
So it's just got to be on in the background. So I guess my point being, I don't have a point. So you just I don't know what I'm trying to say. There's something I watched this week and I can't remember what it was, but it was funny.
It'll come to me after we stop the show.
Probably. It's all good. I gotta make sure this works here. Hang on. We'll see how this goes. So, got some practical self-defense techniques from Jada Rounds on the TikTok here. So, let's see how this goes.
Oh. What the hell is happening? Oh my god. Oh, that's good. She can do that. She can do that to me. All of us. I'm okay with it.
Ha ha. Pretty aggressive, huh?
Where I come from, Matt, they call that flirting.
Yeah, I was gonna say that was one. Let's pull up another video here.
Oh my lord, that was pretty crazy. Where do you find this shit?
I'm doing deep dives on stuff.
Oh my god.
Sometimes you gotta go deep.
Oh man.
All right. This I don't like the way this just auto plays. I haven't even dialed up here.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, she got another one.
Where's she from?
Good question. I'm sure.
Is she single?
I guess she just drops the ass. The pizza's in the way. Man. Fucking aggressive. Fucking Christmas tree, motherfucker. The fuck?
That is pretty funny, man.
The fucking cheese. She likes to bite the ear.
She does.
That, I like that one.
Uh-huh. Oh, double. She likes it too.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. How does she time it like that? You have to hold the
phone. She just has it ready and
throw the kick first.
She's got then... like this is a 8-part series she has, and I think we've watched 2 of the 8 parts. Expecting solid. Big things out of her. I think she's got a million followers or some shit.
I can see why.
She's doing the God's work over there in whatever bumblefuck state. That's it. We'll shut down. And on that, I don't know what else to say.
I think that was the most funny knowledge you've ever shared. That was pretty funny. Alrighty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.